True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
First NorCal Credit Union.
All right, good afternoon, everyone. Evan Giddings with you, flying solo here for 4 hours on a Black Friday. Well, not exactly so solo. I got Steven Rizzotto here. I got Zachary Green here. And I got my guy Brennan here, who's helping out in the back. There are more producers than there are hosts, and it makes me feel very uncomfortable as someone that typically resides behind the glass. But we're going to try and get through it today, and we're going to get trying through it together. We got a lot of stuff coming up. We're going to talk some 49ers, obviously a big game for them on Sunday with the Cleveland Browns. The Golden State Warriors, I don't know who the hell they are at this point when they're 510-10, now without Curry, who's injured. And we're going to have a little fun with some Black Friday stuff that Pasta, a.k.a. Steven Rizzotto, has prepared for us. So looking forward to that. But I'm going to be honest. This is the first four-hour solo show that I have ever done. And I always wonder, all right, when you're about to embark on a solo mission, and I've done a few. I've done some cross-country trips. I've gone on solo flights. I think most people at one point or another have kind of broken the seal, right? You've lost your solo virginity for lack of better terms. And so I wonder if this is what Yuri Gagarin felt like, Pasta. And a lot of people are quite familiar with Sputnik, all right? Sputnik was the first piece of astronomical machinery that was sent into space by the Russians back in the early 50s. It's kind of the basis for the start of what turned it into the Cold War, right? They beat us to space. So we had to figure out how to put a man on a moon. I'm talking about Russia and America. And I promise we will talk sports at some point today, but the whole point of doing 4 hours is I can talk about whatever I want. So Yuri Gagarin was actually the first man who went to space in a very, I guess, kind of seldom described journey on the Vostok 1. Now, the Vostok 1 was the first the first journey into space in which they did a full orbital circle around Earth. And this journey, as I found out earlier this morning, as I was thinking of things that I could compare this to, Pasta, did you know it took an hour and 48 minutes to go a full orbital turn around the Earth?
I didn't know that.
So what they're telling me that I have to do today is talk for longer than Yuri Gagarin was in space for the first time of any human. The first human that went to space was only in space for half the amount of time that I have to talk today on 95.7 The Game. I feel like that's unfair.
I'm excited for this, though. I think that you're going to have a show that kind of transcends anything that was ever done in space.
Well, it's certainly going to be different than anything that was done in space. I don't know if they had broadcasts in space, but my point is, I wonder what he felt like, and I wonder what doing a journey like that in which you're, I don't know, probably half scared. You're obviously prepared as much as you can be, but you're doing something that you've never done before. I'm not trying to compare what I'm doing now to the first man to enter space, but I just found it interesting that that's one that was kind of rarely talked about, because obviously Neil Armstrong's the first man that gets to the moon. That's the one that everybody here in America remembers. We remember Sputnik or Chronicle Sputnik because it's the first thing that was actually sent into space. There's even a Russian dog that gets talked about more than our guy Yuri. But I'm going to embark on a solo journey today, and I got a little bit of help. So I appreciate everybody that's tuned in today and that is willing to kind of hang with me among my four-hour solo journey. All right, so where do you think we should start today, Stephen? Now, obviously, we do have Warriors on the back end. We're also going to talk to Sam Gordon of the San Francisco Chronicle. He's going to join us at about 3:15, so looking forward to talking with him. But it feels only appropriate that the Niners and the Browns are kind of where we start today. So we took a poll, and really the poll was between myself and Stephen before the show. I'm embellishing a little bit. I hold somewhat of a higher piece of the pie when it comes to voting. But the Niners are the team that, to me, are the most interesting team in the Bay Area. And somewhat of, I think a lot of it is because of process of elimination. They're later in their year. They are 8-4. I think after winning last weekend, or earlier this week, I should say, on Monday against the Carolina Panthers, I feel like they're kind of almost playoff bound. But the story this weekend, it's the quarterbacks. And it always is, seemingly, for the Niners, really since Kyle Shanahan has become head coach, who the quarterback is, how much belief you have in the quarterback. And it still feels like there's some trepidation surrounding Brock Purdy. So I'll leave that there. Because the story in Cleveland is also the quarterback. And I'm not really sure with Dan Devone and Carter Chickering, when they were, you know, gobbling for 4 hours, just spewing their takes all across these airways, were, you know, yapping about when I supplied them with a subject for the last hour of their show in Shedeur Sanders. But to me, I think he's a fascinating sports figure right now. And I think comparing him with Brock Purdy, like when I woke up this morning, I was thinking about, all right, people have some belief in Brock, and I think people are not necessarily in a place where they're rooting for Shedeur Sanders, but they're trying to figure out what he's all about. I think coming out of college, he was a guy who I didn't think was that great, but obviously put up big numbers at Colorado. His name was bigger than his game, and I think it's begun to regress back.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid 11/28. In-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Towards the mean a little bit, where people are now to the place where he's been humbled, you know, fifth round pick, third quarterback, and now finally gets his opportunity because of injuries along with trades and them sending Flacco over to Cincy. But why I think they're both interesting is because for very different reasons, they are quarterbacks who people, I think, still don't believe in, relatively speaking, or are kind of out on. You know, I think people have enough faith in Brock Purdy, but on the heels of a 3-interception and 3-possession Monday Night Football performance against the Panthers, understanding they still won the football game, 8 touchdowns, 7 interceptions so far this year. You go back a year plus, there's some signs that, you know, Brock Purdy might not be the quarterback that he was for his first year and a half, and that's totally understandable. And so I think that there is doubt surrounding the San Francisco quarterback right now. I think there's also doubt surrounding Shedeur Sanders. And what fascinates me is the reason for the disbelief in both. Like, Shedeur makes a lot more sense, right? I think that a lot of people, again, believe that his name is bigger than his game. The way that he talks about himself, the confidence, the bravado. I think a lot of people call it cockiness. That has them believing that Shedeur is maybe not somebody that they want to, you know, invest in. Although I think against the Raiders, he looked fine. I think he looked like a third-string quarterback, and he performed well, and he got them the win. And now he's got an opportunity to get a little bit of runway and prove if he can play in this league, which I think he probably can. Meanwhile, Brock Purdy is someone that I think because of how he entered the league, there's still that residue of, well, he's just a seventh rounder. You know, his physical attributes make him a seventh rounder. The decisions that he's made with the football the past year and a half, he looks like more of a seventh rounder than the guy that put up unbelievable numbers with a great team and helped lead the San Francisco 49ers to a Super Bowl appearance. And there's still a lingering of doubt that I sense among fans, among media members, that I myself harbor as well. I mean, it's hard to not. I'd consider myself more of a Brock Purdy supporter than most, but it was really hard for me to watch that Monday Night Football game and not think, oh my God, like, what is this guy doing with the ball? Because there were a couple of bad choices, there were a couple of bad throws, and as much as you can go out there and Kyle Shanahan said, you know, I liked the decisions, didn't like the execution, Brock Purdy, believe, you know, all that stuff is well and good. You can't turn over the ball that much. You cannot throw the amount of interceptions in 2025 the way that Brock Purdy's been throwing picks. And in his first two starts since coming back from the toe injury, it's been Jekyll and Hyde, right? It's been 3 touchdowns, 133 quarterback rating against the Arizona Cardinals, and it's been a 3-pick performance against the Panthers. Now, they won both of them, and I think that should count for something. But I'm also not a guy who predicates my opinion about a quarterback based solely off their win-loss record. To me, the eye test matters, the context matters, and how you play with the situation you've been given matters. I don't think that Brock Purdy put his team in a great position to win on Monday night. I thought the defense did an unbelievable job taking advantage of a Carolina Panthers team that I don't think is as good as people believe them to be. They're a 6-win team, but they have losses to the Saints, who I think are awful. They've lost to the Cardinals, who I think are not very good. Yes, they have beaten the Packers, who I think are an up-and-down team. Like, the Carolina Panthers, to me, they went into that game with a negative 43 score differential. That's not a good football team. The Niners, to me, are, I think, a good team, but I don't look at them as a contender. And I think that's how a lot of people view the quarterback right now, as a guy who's good, but a guy who's not elite. And the money, I think, does factor into this for some, but to me, these were conversations we were having before he got paid. These were conversations when we were trying to figure out, all right, is this guy a franchise quarterback? Is this someone who you want to give the keys to the kingdom to? And the Niners decided to do that. I was a supporter of it. I think in general, when you have a quarterback in the NFL, you pay them and you figure out the rest later. But this week, he's going up against, again, somebody that I think there is doubt about. And I'm wondering, like, the kind of, I don't know if it's comparison, but I think the connection between the two QBs on the field in Cleveland on Sunday, between Brock Purdy and Shedeur Sanders, is that people still don't believe in them. That people still don't believe that they can be what either they're paid to be or what they believe themselves to be. And I think that's the case where Brock Purdy is paid to be the franchise quarterback. He's paid to be someone who wins games. He's paid to be somebody who leads you to the playoffs and can hopefully get you to a Super Bowl. And people don't believe that he can do that. Shedeur Sanders, meanwhile, is someone who believes that he can be maybe a future franchise quarterback, but certainly a guy in this league. And he kind of talks with the same confidence that his dad did. Only his dad is maybe the greatest cornerback of all time. And certainly one of the more dynamic players in the history of the NFL. So when Primetime was talking the way that he did, well, then it was all good because he was able to back up the way that he was talking. That's not the case, or hasn't been the case so far, for Shedeur Sanders in the NFL. And some of that is he hasn't been allowed to be, but I think with the way that he fell in the draft, you know, some of the stories that were told about his conversations with teams being scared of him because of, again, just how exuberant his personality is, there's a little bit of disbelief in him. And I think he's in a different way, as you know, he's more polarizing than Brock Purdy is. But here in the Bay Area at a local level, Brock Purdy, I think, is a polarizing subject. Some people feel great about him. Other people think that he is a pumpkin. Other people believe that he's somewhere in the middle, which is kind of where I fall. I think that Brock Purdy is someone that on certain days I could see being the guy that I'd want to be my quarterback, and on other days I wonder what the hell he's doing with the ball. That's where I think that he's taken a little bit of a, not a step back, but he's certainly changed the way that I've viewed how he's played over the past, you know, 3.5, 4 seasons that he's been in the NFL, right? At the beginning of his career, it felt like this guy could not only do no wrong, but he made all the correct choices. You know, the decisions that he felt confident in on Monday Night Football and that his head coach, Kyle Shanahan, backed him up on, those were decisions that we saw always produce positive results. And I don't want to say that the NFL is just a make-or-miss league, but I don't believe that Brock Purdy has made great choices. And some of that has been because of the surrounding cast. It's been because things are a little more difficult for him. And as a result, he's had to put the ball into harm's danger a lot more. And I kind of think that's also who he is. Like, when Brock Purdy played at Iowa State, the term gunslinger is thrown around, I think, a bit too much. But he was an aggressive quarterback. He was somebody who wasn't afraid to make the game-winning touchdown or throw the game-winning pick, just like he did against the Seattle Seahawks in the first week of the season. That play down the stretch of that game where he kind of rolled out to his right, you know, bought some time, threw up a jump ball to Jake Tonjes, that to me is the quarterback that I think that he thinks that he is and has kind of always been. He's someone who's not afraid to be aggressive. He's someone who's not afraid to take chances. And that's where I believe he also gets himself into trouble, because I'm not sure that Kyle Shanahan wants him to be that player. I don't know if he wants him to be the guy who takes risks and puts his entire team in the palm of his right hand, which, of course, people would consider small. But the whole point is, I think that Brock Purdy is still kind of grappling with the kind of quarterback that he wants to be and that Kyle Shanahan wants him to be. And they were able to work in unison through the first year and a half when he wasn't doing a whole lot. And that's where I really think that in order for Purdy to help this football team on Sunday, he has to get back to basics. And I think that he will. I think Brock Purdy is a guy that typically is someone who, when he has a bad game, he doesn't compound it. Probably the Christmas Day game, 2023, is the game that everyone would point to and say that was the worst game of his performance. Prime time, there was 4 interceptions. I think they had 5 turnovers as a team that day, but then it got absolutely blown out by the Baltimore Ravens. And I think that Brock Purdy is somebody who showed that he doesn't let those performances linger. A lot of people might forget, but the next week against Washington, he had a 130 quarterback rating. And he absolutely dominated the Washington Commanders. And again, not as good of a team as Baltimore. But the point is, everyone points to that game, and I remember Steve Young talking about it, that that was the game where things sort of changed for Brock. And I don't know if he felt like, you know, they figured him out. Mike McDonald, who now is the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks, was then the defensive coordinator of the Baltimore Ravens, how things have sort of gone negatively for the Niners. I wouldn't necessarily look at it like that, but that definitely was an inflection point for a lot of people because it opened up. It was the first time that Brock Purdy just made mistake after mistake after mistake, and it didn't feel like within the game he was able to adjust, and they got absolutely waxed as a result. That's the same feeling that I had watching Brock Purdy on Monday night against the Panthers. A feeling of, is this guy going to get it through his head that he cannot do that with the football? And the answer was no, which is why they didn't attempt to pass further than 19 yards, and I think it was 15 air yards, in the second half. They ran the ball. They relied on their defense. I think there was also a reliance on the Panthers not being good enough to overcome the two-score lead that the Niners eventually built for themselves. And they just said, Brock, you're not going to lose us this game. And that's where, again, as the franchise quarterback and with a less-than-stellar cast, certainly in comparison to a team like 2023, you do have to wonder sometimes, does Brock Purdy want to be the reason why they win or lose a game? Because to me, that's when almost he was at his best, is when, yes, as the signal caller, as the quarterback, you're delivering the ball, you're making the decisions, you're making the throws, and he was really good. But almost sometimes when he got out of his own way, I felt like the offense could just take care of itself. When he took care of the football, when he put the ball in the hands of his playmakers, which he still does have. Certainly they're not as good as the cast that he had in 2023, but he still has Christian McCaffrey, obviously. George Kittle is still on this team and playing good football. You know, I'd argue that when given an opportunity, Ricky Pearsall, before his injury, showed that he could be a playmaker for this football team. Had 300-yard games in his first four of the season. Like, Ricky Pearsall could be a playmaker. That, to me, is where I think that we're going to see a different Brock on Sunday. Also because of the conditions, which we can get into in a little bit, he's going to have to be. This is not going to be a game where Brock Purdy is going to be allowed to drive the ball down the field. And I don't think he's somebody that necessarily listens to all the noise and what he does and can't do. But I do think that Brock Purdy is someone who is a naturally aggressive quarterback. Like he wants to push the ball down the field. You know, I don't know, but he's a guy who, again, if he has a chance to hit a home run or slap the ball the other way for a single, like he's going to swing for the fences. He's taking his A swing. And in one breath, I understand why you would want a guy like that. You want a guy to be aggressive. You want a guy who wants the pressure. But at some point, if that home run isn't there, I need you to take singles. Okay, so your first at bat, you're up against a guy and you're trying to hit a home run. It's an 0-2 count. He makes you look like a fool. And you walk back to the dugout. When you're in the dugout, or when you're on the sideline, Brock Purdy, there needs to be something called an adjustment. And that's what I didn't see on Monday night. And I think what people believe is kind of what it made them feel, essentially, like that Monday night football game on Christmas Day against the Baltimore Ravens. Like those two performances, the Ravens game and the Panthers game, they were very, very similar. And I think that's what scares people a little bit about Brock Purdy right now. All right, when we come up on the other side, I'm Thomas here. Again, we got a lot more to talk about here. I do want to get into, number one, you know, kind of scares me a little bit about this game for the 49ers. I also want to get into the quarterbacks league-wide, honestly, where Brock Purdy fits and what I think people are feeling about him in comparison to other quarterbacks. Continuing to also break down, again, what I think this game is really about on Sunday for the San Francisco 49ers, as they are 8-4. A win essentially has them in a position to punch their ticket to the postseason heading into the bye week. A loss doesn't knock them out of contention, but again, a win, I think, basically puts them there. And in a season that has been so up and down and marred by injuries and a roller coaster ride, that would be a pretty unbelievable feat for the Niners to be 9-4 after 13 weeks. All right, Evan Giddings, 95.7 The Game, and we're going to step aside and be back after this. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
It seems everyone gets a tip these days. Deliver food? Get a tip. Drive around town? Get a tip. Serve a drink? Get a tip. But here's one tip that can help you find a higher paying career. Merit America can help you get the training and support to find and succeed in an in-demand job, like data analytics or HR admin or supply chain planning. It may be the last tip you ever need. Learn more at meritamerica.org.
Come into Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill and see an amazing selection of Sub-Zero, Wolf, and Cove appliances live and on display in one of the largest living kitchens in the country. And save with Full Suite Savings Event. With qualifying purchase, get 3 additional years of protection or qualify for a $1,000 rebate. For the largest selection of Sub-Zero, Wolf, and Cove appliances, visit the Living Kitchen at Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill or at friedmansappliance.com.
Tune in for the Ghost Report on Fridays during the Morning Roast with Spadoni and Chaskey. Brought to you by Ghostwood Kitchen, your neighborhood brew pub on Main Street in Redwood City, where we are talking about who's scaring the competition this week.
95.7 The Game and Great Clips have teamed up for the new basketball season. We want our listeners to look fresh with a great haircut from Great Clips. Each week, we'll pick a lucky winner to score a gift card. For a chance to win, courtesy of Great Clips, enter online at 957thegame.com.
Almost every 8 minutes. That's how often Uber received a report of sexual assault or sexual misconduct. And despite over 400,000 reports, Uber turned a blind eye. Instead of protecting women, Uber downplayed the problem, delayed safety measures, and prioritized profit over passenger safety. Now Uber wants to stop Californians from holding them accountable in court. Every 8 minutes, Uber tries to silence victims. Paid for by Habas and Associates.
Ragnar the Terrible is interviewing at a big bank. Let's listen.
Everyone, this is 5th century warlord Ragnar the Terrible. He killed it in his first interview. Not literally, but close. Ragnar, what would you do if a customer complained about high loan rates?
I make video presentation.
Star One is nothing like the big banks. We have better rates, minimal fees, and friendly customer service. Star One, in your best interest.
There's a party at your house, but some are uninvited. Yeah, it's bugs. You've got ants, spiders, maybe a mouse or two. It's a full-blown shindig. But don't let these party crashers ruin your good time. Visit atgopestcontrol.com and let them show those pests the door permanently. Because when the only guests you want are your friends, leave the pests to them. Visit their website today, atcopestcontrol.com, before your house becomes a full-blown infestation. Call 888-900-9697 now for 10% off your initial service.
Never have I ever called my sister from the finish line of my first marathon.
Hello?
You won't believe where I am.
Are you running?
Mile 26. I'm gonna make it.
Switch to T-Mobile's 55 Plus plan and get iPhone 16e with its advanced camera system on us. Plus, two lines for just $30 a line.
Guys, I can't believe it.
I knew you could do it, babe.
That was amazing. Mom, how do you feel?
I feel great. I can't feel my feet. Let's take a picture. And then you may carry me to the car.
Share every stride, every mile, every memory on America's best network. Switch to T-Mobile's 55 Plus plan and get iPhone 16e on us and two lines for just $30 a line.
With 24 monthly bill credits and two eligible port-ins on Essentials 55 Plus for well-qualified customers with autopay plus taxes, fees, and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off early or cancel. Contact us. Finance equipment 128GB $599.99 required. Best mobile network in the U.S. based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 1H2025. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Some people just know you can save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check if they're going for it on fourth down. Before going to the concession stand.
Yeah, give me 3 hot dogs, 2 jumbo
crisps. Touchdown, baby! What?
Hey, buddy, you want cheese with those?
Yeah, checking first is smart.
No.
So check Allstate first and see what you could save. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Potential savings vary, including based on how you buy, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate North American Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You've got a big day.
So you use Unstoppable Scent Boosters to give your laundry non-stop freshness. So no matter how long the day goes, you
can't stop this power, this walk, this pose, this strut, this look, this talk.
Your clothes will be so fresh you can confidently strut into that end-of-the-day meeting like a
boss, 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 bosses. Let's talk business in my office.
Add new Unstoppables beads to your wash for 24-hour non-stop freshness so you can smell unstoppable.
Starting January 1st, carpools must have 3 or more people and a fast-track flex toll tag set to 3+ to get the 50% carpool discount on all bridges except the Bay Bridge and the Golden Gate. Visit getfasttrack.org for details.
Black Friday weekend is here. Once a year, you get the lowest prices on the top-rated brands of TV, Samsung, LG, and Sony TVs, at stupid prices. You don't have to buy a no-name doorbuster TV with poor picture when you can get a good one for a few dollars more. Where's the best place to shop for these top brands? At Video Only, the only place where you can get better than Black Friday deals on Samsung, LG, and Sony. Better than clubs. Better than online. Before you buy, check out the deals at Video Only, because if you don't, you'll be sorry.
What if you could have reliable and intelligent Wi-Fi? And get this, what if you could keep it at the same price for 5 years? That's the Xfinity 5-year price guarantee. 5 years of Wi-Fi that boosts speeds to the devices that need them most. That finds and fixes problems before you even notice them. Like super intelligent Wi-Fi with a sixth sense. And that keeps you gaming in the fast lane, even when the whole family is banking on bandwidth. All your devices working in perfect harmony for 5 whole years. And here's the best part. No annual contracts, no hidden fees, and our best equipment included. Hey, let's face it, a lot can change in 5 years. Kids grow taller, dreams grow bigger, but your Wi-Fi? It would stay reliable and the price would stay put. The Xfinity 5-year price guarantee. Lock in your price and unlock the possibilities. Xfinity. Imagine that. Select plans only. Restrictions apply.
Extra offensive lineman in there, Jake Curhan for the Panthers on first and goal. Young Peeps, he's got...
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.